Good morning. It is Wednesday, April 10th. Here's what we're working on. One person's been sent to hospital after a serious crash on Highway 403 near Waterdown Road.
Thousands of Canada Border Service Agency workers going to be conducting a strike vote starting today.
And iconic Canadian author Margaret Atwood makes an appearance at Hamilton's Theatre Aquarius. Good morning.
Hello. I did something this morning that I haven't done in a long, long time.
Uh-oh, I don't know whether we want to hear
this. You do want to hear this. This is good. This is good.
You came in without a coat?
I had a sweater on, but it's related to that.
Okay.
I did not turn the seat heater or the heat on in the car today.
Yeah.
For the first time, and I don't know how long. Like, it was, I got into the car, I'm like, this is quite comfortable.
Yeah.
And I didn't wear a jacket today, and I normally, I have my little routine when I come in, and I'm like, oh, I don't need to stop by the closet because I have nothing.
I got so much extra time. What do I do with this extra time?
I do that, too, because I always come in, I go by the closet, okay,
that's
I take
right.
the coat off, put it in, and then, hey, I don't have to do that. Wow, it was so, but I did put the seat heater on
you
today.
You did?
Yes,
okay.
I did, just to get that little bit of, you know, just it feels so nice on the back. It's a hard habit to break, it is, you know. So that felt good. Oh, but what a record setter yesterday.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Wow. Officially 22.9.
In really? Hamilton.
Yeah, 22. In Hamilton. Yeah. My thermometer outside my house had 24 and change, but 22.9. The old record was 18.8 back in 1991. So we smashed that record yesterday. Today, no, the record for today is about 24, and we're going to hit 19. But lovely sun. I know it's cloudy right now, if you've looked outside. The sky is pretty cloudy at the moment, but the sky is going to clear as the day goes on. So a lovely day. Lots of sunshine. 19 will be the high, and we'll have light winds. So beautiful day because the rain settles in tonight. Showers, actually rain and thunderstorms tomorrow, but staying on the mild side. We'll talk about it coming up. Traffic this morning. This looks a lot better now than it did earlier. We had quite a serious collision right around Waterdown Road on the 403. It is now gone. Things are moving much better at the moment, so nothing to see on that exclusive camera right there. To some MTO, Minister of Transportation Ontario, traffic cameras, Garden City Skyway, nothing to see right there. Coming off the Burlington Skyway, going past North Shore Boulevard, very light. Same with Appleby Line. Nothing happening right now, which is good. And we'll look at weather and traffic coming up in a few minutes for you right now. The news.
Okay, we've got more on that crash right now on the 403. The OPP had closed down all eastbound lanes on the highway last night after an early morning collision near Waterdown Road in Burlington. Police closed down the exit just before 1 this morning. It was right before the Aldershot GO station. Halton police confirmed that they were called to the scene just before 1 a.m. to close the ramps to that. OPP and paramedics haven't confirmed the details of the collision, but a freelancer with CHCH News says a pedestrian was struck by a transport truck and sent to hospital with critical and life-threatening injuries.
To Niagara police are appealing to food delivery drivers who were working on Epworth Circle. This is in Niagara Falls, the night of a fatal shooting. According to police, a man was found the night of April the 1st near St. Lawrence Avenue with life-threatening injuries and was later pronounced dead in hospital. He was 29 years old. Police are looking for food delivery drivers who were in the area that day between 2:45 in the afternoon to 6:20 at night to contact detectives. Meanwhile, detectives continue to look for the suspect vehicle. This is described as a 2020 to 2024 Audi Q7 with a black optic or black ops package. At this time, no arrests have been made. If you have information, reach out to Niagara Police.
Over 9,000 workers at the Canada Border Services Agency are voting today on whether or not they support a strike mandate. Members of the Public Service Alliance of Canada, or PSAC, and the Customs and Immigration Union say they've been without a collective agreement since 2022. PSAC reached an impasse in bargaining in September of last year. They want wages to be on par with other law enforcement agencies. They also want job security, access to remote working, and protections around contracting out. Two public interest commission hearings are also taking place this month to talk about outstanding issues. Now, if the members vote in favor of a strike mandate and no deal is reached, they will be in a legal strike position following the report's release. A nationwide strike vote will take place from today until the middle of May.
Hundreds of thousands of people made their way to the Golden Horseshoe to watch the once-in-a-lifetime solar eclipse back on Monday. And for the cities and restaurants along the so-called path of totality, it also meant a boost in business.
We probably had about 500 to 600 customers throughout the day. A lot of people coming in the morning, grabbing things to go on their way probably to Niagara Falls. And then we had a lot of people coming back through after being stuck in traffic. And then I think there were people that gave up in the traffic and came in too. And I would say our sales were quadruple the amount of a normal Monday.
Now, that's the owner of Station One. That's a coffee shop in Grimsby. And they're not alone. According to Niagara Parks, about 200,000 people descended on Niagara yesterday, or actually back on Monday, to watch the historic moments. According to a credit card processing company, Square, restaurants in Niagara Falls saw a 400% jump in sales compared to an average Monday in 2024. Hamilton also, along the path of totality, saw 67%. I always feel I have to say it that way.
The path of totality.
Good name for a band.
Yes, very good. And two charitable organizations are asking those who watched Monday's total solar eclipse with those special glasses to recycle them. Astronomers Without Borders and Eclipse Glasses USA says recycling the eyewear will give people in underserved communities a chance to view future solar events. The phenomenon only happens in any given location, roughly once every 360 years by some estimates. But the next total solar eclipse in Canada is expected to pass through the Western provinces in about 20 years. It's happening, of course, all over the world in countries that can't afford these glasses. If you want to drop yours off locally, there are a number of libraries as well that are accepting donations, and that Station One coffee shop in Grimsby is also collecting them.
Ontario opposition parties, they're accusing the Ford government of padding their housing stats as the province tries to stay on pace to reach their ambitious target of 1.5 million homes by 2031. So in a letter sent to the city of Mississauga last month, Ontario Housing Minister Paul Calandra told the municipalities his office is continuing to explore, quote, other institutional housing such as student residences and retirement homes when it comes to reaching their often touted housing pledge made during the 2021 campaign. Now, back in February, the Ford government began including long-term care beds as housing, despite opposition parties saying it artificially inflates those numbers. So, in question period on Tuesday, opposition leader Merritt Stiles criticized the government's potential expansion of what a housing start is.
First, they added long-term care beds to the count, and now they're adding dorm rooms, Speaker. Dorm rooms. I mean, you can't even have a microwave in a dorm room. My goodness, that is not a home. What's next?
Yeah, but the housing minister defended the possibility of adding student accommodations to their totals.
A trustee from Hamilton's public school board says she's planning to appeal an ultimatum given to her by the board. March 25th, the board voted to bar Ward 2 trustee Sabrina Dahab from attending private meetings unless she removes a post from her social media that board members say contains confidential information. In that post, Dahab talks about the board launching an investigation against her for pro-Palestinian messages that she shared online. In a statement, Dahab says her original post is still up, and after speaking with her lawyer, she has informed the board of her plans to appeal. She writes, quote, "Well, I wish I could share more at this moment. Attempts at transparency will be met with a code of conduct complaint resulting in another investigation." Well, researchers at Hamilton's McMaster University have created a world first. They've come up with guidelines to help parents build their children's tolerance to food allergies.
There's a need here. Parents are telling us this is a challenge for them, and we have to figure out how do we make this safer for these kids and help these parents feel more confident about treating their kids.
That's lead author Dr. Douglas Mack. He says oral immunotherapy to treat food allergies comes with risks, and it's grown in popularity in the last few years, creating a need for these guidelines. Immunotherapy requires parents to give their child a small dose every day of an allergen, which will build tolerance. Max says a panel of 36 international experts helped develop the recommendations, which cover things like parental education, consent, supervision, and identifying risk factors. Well, the Hamilton Police Services Board is welcoming a new member. Don Robertson was appointed by the Ministry of the Solicitor General on April 1st. His term will run for 3 years. He's been a realtor since 1974 and is the owner of ComChoice Realty in Dundas. He also sits on the board of the Ontario Hockey Association and is a recipient of their highest honor, the Gold Stick Award. He's worked on many charitable events within the community and is a former vice president of the Ontario Liberal Party.
Also heads up the Dundas Real McCoys.
That's
and they're
right.
Bringing the Allen Cup to Dundas once again this year. Leads nicely into sports. And another busy night for sports fans. This is actually one of the busiest sports weeks of the year. Playoffs looming in the NHL, NBA. Baseball's back. The Masters from Augusta. It starts tomorrow. All that, though, taking a back seat to watch the run that Austin Matthews is on this season.
In comes Max Domi for the further across for Bertuzzi. Racing to it is Domi. Gathers up that puck, feeds it across to Matthews with a shot. Scores! Austin Matthews has 66!
66 goals for Matthews. That is something. Now the most goals since Mario Lemieux scored 69 in 1996. He now has scored in 68 games, only 4 goals away becoming just the 9th player in history to reach the 70-goal mark. That hasn't happened in over 30 years. All part. The Leafs' 3rd win in a row, 2nd in as many nights as they beat New Jersey 5-2. Tyler Bertuzzi, so hot right now. He scored twice. Matthews now has 4 games left, 4 goals to get there. And the Devils will be in Toronto tomorrow night to face the Leafers.
Here comes pitch number 55 of the night. And it's launched to left. And this one is gone.
Yeah, down at the Dome, Bo Bichette would blast the Blue Jays to score 3 runs in the 3rd inning for a 2nd straight night against the Seattle Mariners as they would pick up their 2nd straight win, move to 6-6 in the season. Bichette's 2-run blast into the 2nd deck was his first of the season, all part of a 5-3 win over the struggling Mariners. Chris Bassett, he had struggled to start the season. Great last night, though, pitching into the 6th, only allowing a run. 2nd straight quality start from Jays pitchers. Can they make it 3 in a row and sweep the M's? Afternoon affair, work from the Dome with Yusei Kikuchi on the bump. First pitch just after 3. That other Toronto team also in action as the Raptors welcome back Pascal Siakam for a 2nd time as a member of the Pacers since being traded there earlier in the year. It just so happened to be the Raptors' final home game. Toronto looking for just their 2nd 3-game winning streak of the season. They were up by as many as 12 before the Pacers came alive. Pretty quiet night, though, for Pascal, only scoring 16 points, but Tyrese Halliburton, he led the way for Indiana. He would drop 30 points. They would win it 141-23. Toronto finishes the season 14-27 on their home court. Thankfully, there's only 3 games left in their brutal season, including one tonight in Brooklyn. Let's check in on Hamilton. Shea Gilgeous-Alexander back on court after missing 6 of 7 games with a thigh injury, but he was back to his old self. The Thunder hosted the Sacramento Kings. OKC, well, they rallied thanks to SGA's. They rallied from 20 points down to come back and crown the Kings 112-105. Shea had a huge game, 40 points, including scoring the team's final 6 to seal the win. OKC, that is, still trails the T-Wolves and Nuggets by a game for top spot in the West with 4 games left.
Leon levels it for Canada. Her 2nd goal of the night.
Yeah, we finished in the pitch at the She Believes Cup, an exhibition tourney hosted by the States that had Adriana Leon tying the game for Canada in the 86th minute on a penalty for her 2nd goal of the match. That forced penalty kicks, and similar how the U.S. beat Canada at the Women's World Hockey Championships in overtime on Monday, the States were able to halt Canada from winning the She Believes Cup for the first time as they would win 5-4 in penalties for their 7th title in 8 years.
14 past 6 o'clock already, 10th morning of April. What a mild start it is today. We'll talk about that coming up. Looking at traffic, 403 and Waterdown Road moving nicely, so no problems right there. Nothing in the Hamilton area right now. Actually, nothing around the horseshoe either. So let's check into St. Catharines, Garden City Skyway. The West Camera doing fine. Nothing there. Nikola Tesla Boulevard all the way through again. The 403 west of King, where we had an earlier collision throughout the overnight hours, but everything is moving nicely now. now. No problems at the Ford plant or at Etobicoke Creek all the way through Mississauga is doing fine. Look at the temperature to start the day here today. 10 degrees at the moment. That actually is a seasonal daytime high. So that's how we're starting the day. The winds are light. The sky is still fairly cloudy at the moment, but that's going to change. It's going to clear as the day goes on. So what a nice sunny day. Another mild day, not a record breaker, but still beautiful. 19 degrees today with light winds. So we have a frontal boundary going through. It is going past us. That's what gave some areas some thunderstorms last night. So that clearing trend today, and then tonight, we get the rain settling in as that low comes up across us, and that's what gives us the rain and the thunderstorms tomorrow. Tomorrow we could get 15 to 25 millimeters of precipitation, so a wet day tomorrow. But today, gorgeous. Only 10 for Niagara. They're going to get that wind off the lake, but anywhere from 16, 17, 18, even 19 degrees for Hamilton with the sunshine today. Tonight, cloud cover rolls in. We get the rain beginning. Temperatures stay mild, anywhere from 6 to 8 to 9 degrees tonight. And then tomorrow, a touch cooler, but not by much. 20 for St. Catharines, 16 for the Falls. But there's that shower thunderstorm scenario for the day tomorrow. It's going to be a fairly gray day and a little bit cooler, but it could be a wet day. As I said, 15 to 25 millimeters of precip tomorrow. So out the door on this 10th morning of April, it's mostly cloudy. The temperature is 10. At the moment, we'll look at the long range forecast coming up. Annette, Tim.
Okay, coming up after the break, steelworkers in Chile say they need more protection like the ones their counterparts get in Canada. We'll tell you why. $6.18 on your Wednesday morning. Canadian dollar is up 3 basis points to 73.71 cents US. Gold is up $3.90. Crude oil is up 30 cents to $85.53 a barrel. Checking midday trading in Europe, markets are up in London, Frankfurt, and Paris.
Off to Asia we go. Markets are down in Tokyo and Shanghai, up in Hong Kong. What about North American markets on Tuesday? Some triple-digit gains on Bay Street, slight losses for the Dow Jones on Wall Street, and some gains for the NASDAQ. Let's see how they do when the markets open on this Wednesday, April the 10th.
Seems the world is entering a golden era. Yesterday, the price of spot gold hit nearly $2,400 an ounce. It comes after gold hit all-time highs for 7 weeks in a row. On a year-to-year comparison, gold has risen 16.5%. Analysts say the boost comes mostly from investors who believe central banks are going to cut their benchmark interest rates. Another factor, the central banks, including some from China, are buying gold to lessen their need for U.S. currency. Many investors see gold as a hedge against inflation.
Hundreds of workers took to the streets in Chile yesterday after a major steelmaker said it was pausing production because it can't compete with imports. You know, the workers, they held banners and signs with the faces of Chile's president, finance minister, and economy minister demanding that they take action to prevent the permanent closure of the plant, which employs about 20,000 people. The company says they cannot compete with subsidized imports from China, and they're asking the government to follow countries like Canada, the U.S., and more than 50 others who have put measures into place.
Canadian energy producers are getting ready for another spring and summer of possible wildfires in Western Canada. The head of NuVista Energy says his company temporarily shut down their facilities near Grand Prairie, Alberta, last year after fires made it impossible to access the sites by road. A CEO says if this year turns out to be another significant wildfire season, NuVista's field operators will use satellite imagery to track any fires and immediately shut down production if necessary. Drought's also expected to be a risk for energy producers this year.
A little snapshot of some business news on this Wednesday morning. Do we have any rain in our forecast? Brian's going to come back right after the break with a look at your 7-day forecast lasting all the way into the weekend.
Hey, 6:24 already. Let's get you going into this Wednesday morning. Here's the Garden City Skyway. Check on the east camera. That's doing okay across the Welland Canal. Looks good there. South of 2 at North Shore, nothing. We'll flip ahead to Burlington, Oakville area, Appleby Line, Sheridan and Mississauga, the 403 at Mavis, all doing fine. So not much happening on the roads right now. Look at these temperatures to start a day. The first half of April, 9 degrees for Grimsby, Hamilton, Mississauga at 10, 12 degrees for Toronto. And I can tell you, it is 3 degrees in Hanover this morning. Thank you, John, for the update there. So it's a little bit cooler, toward the north. Those are our seasonal temperatures. We are already at a seasonal daytime high to start the day at 10, 1 for the overnight low. Those are our sun times records for today, 24.0 back in 2011. So we won't break a record today like we did yesterday. So for First Bell for school today, 12 degrees and sun. Lots of sun at 19 for after school. Here's how the long-range forecast looks. So 19 today and sunshine. I know it's fairly cloudy right now, but the skies will clear and sunshine later on. 8 overnight tonight. The clouds move in. The rain moves in as well. Tomorrow, 15 to 25 millimeters possible and an 18-degree high for the day tomorrow. With showers and thunderstorms. Showers stick around Friday and 8. A little bit cooler as we get into Saturday. Mainly cloudy sky. So 7 degrees only on Sunday. That's below seasonal. Then we come up 15 on Sunday, and then more showers in the forecast as we get into Monday. That's your forecast, Annette. Tim.
Okay, as you're scrambling to get ready for work this morning, you know there's nothing worse than missing a train, especially if you've got a race to make.
Mm-hmm. This video from Sydney, Australia shows the moment a horse race bewildered passengers at a train station. The horse had apparently escaped from a nearby farm after an intruder broke in. So the local transport authority says they were able to give the conductors just a little heads up on the puttering pony. Train slowed down and keep the doors closed as the station came in. A short time later, the owners were able to pick the horse up and says it's back at home without a scratch.
Okay, Brian, can we bring you in here for this?
Yeah.
How difficult would that be?
The problem I'm seeing there is that he doesn't even have a halter on. So it's not like you can walk up to him, go ho, 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 and then grab the halter and hang on. You've got to get something around his neck, a rope or a belt or something, but you've got to calm him down first and walk up to him slowly and go, oh, it's okay, whoa. Oh boy, it's okay, it's okay. Yeah. And with that train going by, ooh, that's gonna spook him as well.
I thought it would be more spooked with that train coming.
So too. Yeah,
actually he's pretty calm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really. Wow.
Yeah, well I always say that horses do keep me stable.
Ba-dum, ba-dum, ba-dum.
Give you that one. He's got it written down. He's been Googling all the time Brian's been talking.
That's what's called show prep. That's show prep.
Hold your horses. Come on.
Come on. Grab him. Take him by the nose and lead him out of here.
Stop the old noodle.